We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, man. Blessed greetings and love. Welcome to Bob Radio. Kaya Kiki, man, and Tim Pacheco. How you guys doing?
What's good, Carlos Culture?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, man. I Revives. It was great hanging out here, you guys, inside the studio.
What a beautiful place this place is. Beautiful place.
Yeah, man. It's a nice place. Bob Studios. Yeah, man. Some people were here. Some Bob listeners, they came here for a Big Mountain live performance. It was pretty cool. We're going to try and get you guys a live performance, too.
Oh, we would love to do that, man.
That would be super cool. All right, maybe you guys heard about UNESCO. They recognize reggae music, yeah, man. And the celebration stated its contribution to international disclosure of, oh man, I'll get this. I can just chop it out right there. Just give me a second here. Okay, so UNESCO decided that reggae should be included in the representative list of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity. All right, and
Deep.
They say that it is a vehicle Deep. For social commentary, like one of the songs that we played earlier on called The Takeover. All right.
Yeah, man. The Takeover. Been writing some new songs lately. I've been coming into a new space. It's kind of thing, you know, I'm getting older now. I'm pushing 50, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I start to realize more about the older I get, the less I know. And I was noticing that our new government that we had elected, you know, it was more like a takeover of our human rights. Everything that will was going was that was working, this guy wanted to just change everything.
Yeah, man. And it's not just a phenomenon here in the United States. It's happening all over the world, all right? Just happening in Brazil. We're talking about things happening in Russia, all over the place. Turkey, yeah. Prime Minister is the president, the yeah. same guy. It's crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah, man.
So we're it's just greed.
Using our music to wake people up and be conscious of that.
Raise awareness.
Awareness around the world, what's happening.
Raise awareness about what's happening in the world, all right?
Especially as Americans, you know, we have an inside, you know, view of, you know, being here is not like what is being broadcast by the news, you know.
Right.
I live on the border, and they got all this talk and nonsense about troops on the border and all this. Everybody's looking at an invasion, and man, San Diego is just San Diego, man.
Oh,
it's a beautiful place.
It's a sweet place, and we love it here, and you guys have been doing so much work for years and years. I know, Tim, you've had so many bands here. You did some work with Carlos from Maíz.
Maíz, yes, good friend of mine, pretty much family. I did a few years playing with POD.
Yeah, that's right.
Big Mountain for more than a few years. I toured with Natty Vibes.
Yeah, man.
I did some things. One of the things I'm really happy about and proud of is Sidecar. You know, all these years we've still been able to do it. And I've been playing music with Kiki for pretty much most of that time, you know, since we were young men.
Yeah, I've been holding down the reggae scene in San Diego for 20 plus years.
Yeah, man, you guys have definitely been doing music for the longest time.
Well, we're lucky we get to do it here in San Diego, you know, I got a good foothold, I could say, here in San Diego. I raised my family here and write my music here. I live my life here. I eat my tacos here. my homeboys are here, you know, and this is the place to be.
Yeah, man. And Sidecar is like a family band because you have so many San Diego musicians have played in your band throughout the years.
Oh,
it's been amazing, all right? You had the Southtown Generals.
Southtown Generals, another big thing I did with my cousin Webby from POD. That was, it was all talk for a number of years, and we were on the road, and it finally came to fruition, and we put out a really good record.
That was a really great record. We played it on early on here in the Bob Radio days, all right?
Yes,
yeah, man. All right, so that was really fun, and you'd love to get into other projects and do all different kinds of stuff. And now Let's talk about your other song called The Sweetest. We'll just switch gears completely. We'll talk about social commentary, and I always talk about, you know, balance out the thing. We'll talk about The Sweetest, how we do some self-medication and enjoy the herb and the sacrament. Yeah, man.
It's important that people understand that, you know, not just hippies and musicians smoke weed, you know, professional people. You'd be surprised who's smoking herbs because, you know, it's why it's here. You know, and I'm glad that the stigma has kind of come off of it a little bit and people are starting to use it. You know, of course, people are going to abuse things because, you know, people like to do things to the max.
Yeah, man.
But I'm strictly flower. I like to smoke flower, you know.
Right. People are accepting it socially more.
Yeah, definitely more socially acceptable. And we're talking about medical marijuana in 30 states now. More than half of the states are have some type of medical marijuana involved, all right? And we're talking about some GOP Republicans in Texas talking about legalization of marijuana.
They're probably going to buy some stock.
The next thing that's going to be real big is hemp. Hemp is going to go full on nationwide legal as predicted, all right?
When we did this, Sweetest, some family members were like, that's a great song, but I don't know if you know it's going to get radio play because of the... Exactly. The content.
Exactly.
And I was happy to tell him like a week later, like it's top five on the radio in Hawaii. Like, you know, we hit the charts.
It was top five for weeks.
Weeks. And still in rotation now.
Well, we got it here on Bob Radio. We know we love to give you the 420 song every day. That's what's going on, all right? Well, it's been a joy to have you guys in the studio.
Thanks for having us, Carlos. You know, you are a staple here in town ever since I've been doing it. You've been doing it. We've been bumping heads and bumping heads since, you know, doing shows together for years and years and years. And I really appreciate you having me and Kiki on the show, man.
Trailblazers.
No problem, man. It's great to have you guys here. Continued success. All their music. Sidecar. P-S-Y-D-C. How is it?
P-S-Y-D-E-C-A-R. Sidecar.
Sidecar.
For your psychedelics.
Yeah, man. And also Project with the three.
Yeah, the Project.
Right. All right.
Look out for more songs from the project. We're going to be steadily putting out tunes. Been recording. Got plenty of sidecar songs coming out soon. So keep an eye. I'm just going to release singles after single after single. So.
All right. Well, continued success, my brothers.
Thank you, Carlos.
One love.
One love.
Blessed.